Challenge Cyber Defense.
The cyber threat analyses you need to know about. Cyber Decryption. It's now.
All right, let's dive into the world of a cyber threat actor called Hunt Thir Kill Thirders. They've been making waves, and we're going to break down why. The research we're looking at comes from the Cyber Intelligence Bureau.
Part of the Orange Cyber Defense Epidemiology Laboratory.
Right, and they're using OSINT and HUMET research.
Yeah.
So it's not just looking at public data online.
Exactly. It's public data plus human intelligence.
To really get a full picture.
A complete picture, yeah. So they can go beyond the technical stuff and look at the emotional, the cognitive, you know, even the geopolitical side of cyber threats.
Okay. Hunt Thir Kill Thirders. First of all, where do they come from?
Right.
What makes them unique?
Well, they first appeared early 2024. It's hard to say exactly where they're from, but there are signs pointing towards Russia and the Middle East.
Okay.
Iran specifically. One thing that really sets them apart is how decentralized they are. Makes them super hard to track.
Oh, I see.
And even harder to stop.
So potentially tied to some major players on the world stage. Difficult to pin down. What are they even after?
Well, their motives are complicated. It's a blend of geopolitics, ideology, and good old-fashioned money.
Huh.
Not just your average hackers for hire, you know? There's more to it.
So they've got a bigger agenda then.
Yeah.
Who are their targets and how do they go about it?
They're laser focused on specific sectors.
Okay.
Think energy, particularly nuclear, industrial manufacturing, and communications.
Wow.
The stuff a country really needs to function.
So if they were to disrupt those sectors, the consequences could be enormous.
Absolutely. And what's really unsettling is how good they are at getting into industrial control systems.
ICS.
Yeah. Specifically, they target PLCs, programmable logic controllers. These are essentially the brains behind the operation. They control things like power grids,
right.
Factory operations, all that.
So, hypothetically, Hunt Thir Kill Thirders could shut down a power grid, disrupt manufacturing, create chaos.
That's a real possibility, unfortunately. But it gets even worse.
Oh.
They've also shown a strong interest in CCTV systems.
Security cameras.
Yeah. But not just for spying.
Whoa.
There's evidence to suggest that they can actually modify live video feeds.
Whoa, hold on. So you mean they could manipulate what people see through security cameras?
Think about it. They could stage incidents, make security systems look like they're malfunctioning.
Wow.
It's about sowing chaos.
Oh, I see.
Distrust. Even influencing how people react in critical situations.
This is starting to sound like a spy movie. Honestly, it's not just about stealing data anymore.
Right. It's about manipulating perceptions, undermining trust in the very systems we rely on.
It's a whole other level.
And the Cyber Intelligence Bureau points out their use of emotional intelligence.
Emotional intelligence. What does that even mean in this context?
They know how to analyze and exploit how their victims react emotionally. They understand fear, guilt, how uncertainty can cloud judgment.
So they're like master manipulators.
Exactly. And that brings us to another unsettling aspect, their recruitment tactics.
Recruitment? You mean they're trying to get people inside these organizations?
That's right. They go after employees using different strategies to turn them. For example, they'll prey on someone's financial difficulties.
Offering them, like, money.
Big money.
In exchange for.
Sensitive information. Or access to critical systems.
They'd be ruthless.
They're not afraid to exploit people's insecurities either. Convince them that working with Hunt Thir Kill Thirders is somehow good for their country.
So they're turning people into, like, unwitting accomplices.
Basically, it's a very disturbingly effective approach.
Okay, so we've got a grasp on their origins, their targets, and their tactics. But what does it all add up to?
That's what we need to look at next. The potential impact of what they're doing, how they might be connected to other groups, and the implications of all of this on a global scale. So we were talking about the potential impact, and there's this phrase that really jumped out at me, the most dangerous hypothesis.
Right, right. What does that even mean?
Well, it's the idea that Hunt Thir Kill Thirders could be like a highly organized, well-funded group, maybe even state-backed, with the goal of just completely crippling critical infrastructure in Europe.
And the research points to Iran specifically.
Yeah, they highlight the possible links between Hunt Thir Kill Thirders and Iranian APT groups.
Which are?
Advanced Persistent Threat Groups. They're known for their aggressive cyber tactics, and they really focus on disrupting critical infrastructure.
So big consequences if this hypothesis turns out to be true. What would the real world impact be?
Just imagine, like, coordinated attacks on multiple power grids, cities plunged into darkness, factories shutting down, and then you've got their interest in manipulating CCTV systems.
Right, yeah.
People can't even trust what they're seeing with their own eyes. Chaos. Distrust.
Oh, yeah, definitely a sobering thought. It's not just about inconvenience or economic damage either.
Exactly. Public safety, national security, even international relations could be affected.
The Hunt the Killthirs is a serious threat.
Absolutely. They could disrupt the systems we depend on, but also undermine trust in our institutions.
Create instability.
It's a multi-pronged attack on the physical and the psychological.
And then there are the potential ties to other groups.
Right, like the cyber army of Russia. They might be sharing knowledge, resources.
So like a network of cyber criminals.
Possibly. Spanning multiple countries, working together with a level of coordination that's, well, unprecedented.
That's scary. It makes you wonder who's really calling the shots.
Yeah, exactly. It raises a lot of questions about their ultimate goals.
It really is a lot to process. A highly organized group, adapting quickly, hitting sensitive targets.
And they've been operating under the radar for quite a while, which, you know, really speaks to their abilities.
Okay, so potential impact, connections, this most dangerous hypothesis. What should our listeners be taking away from all of this?
Well, first and foremost, Hunter Killthirs is a major threat. They're different. They're focused on critical infrastructure, they're masters of manipulation, and there's the possibility of state backing. All of that makes them a force to be reckoned with.
And the threat isn't just technical, right?
Right. They exploit human weaknesses, they use psychological tactics. It's a new dimension of cyber warfare, one that requires new defenses.
And lastly,
threats like Hunter Killthirs can come from anywhere. They adapt quickly, and the impact can be huge. It underscores the need for constant vigilance.
Research collaboration.
Exactly. To combat these evolving threats, we need to work together.
So we've spent this deep dive really getting into Hunter Killthirs, a cyber threat actor that's honestly causing a lot of concern in the cybersecurity world. Their tactics, the possibility of them being state-backed, and that focus on critical infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty alarming combination.
Yeah, it's really the way they blend their technical skills with, a deep understanding of human psychology that sets them apart.
Right. It's not just about hacking systems. It's hacking minds, like we talked about. They can manipulate CCTV feeds.
Turning security systems into tools of deception.
Exactly. And their strategy of recruiting people from within these organizations.
Exploiting their financial problems or their ambitions.
It's crazy. Like something straight out of a spy movie.
It really is. That ability to understand behavior, to figure out people's weaknesses and then exploit them, that's what makes Hunter and Kill so dangerous. And it calls for a whole different kind of defense.
So what can we even do? How do we protect ourselves from a group that can manipulate our minds as well as they can manipulate technology?
I think awareness is the first step. The more we understand their tactics, the better we can recognize them. We have to be cautious about what we share online.
Watch out for those phishing attempts.
Exactly. And anything that seems too good to be true probably is.
So it's about being vigilant. Not just about our technology, but about our own thinking.
Yeah. We need to know our own vulnerabilities, our biases, what makes us tick emotionally, so we don't fall for these manipulation tactics.
And this isn't just on individuals, right?
Of course not. Organizations and governments need to be involved. Stronger cybersecurity. Sharing intelligence.
And developing strategies to counter these threats as they evolve.
Exactly.
It feels like we're entering a new era of cyber warfare. One where the battle is being fought in our minds as much as in our computers.
It's a tough landscape.
Hmm.
But we can overcome these challenges. Knowledge, awareness, and collaboration are our best weapons.
This deep dive has been enlightening, a little bit scary, to be honest, but I definitely feel more prepared, more aware.
That's the goal.
Thank you so much for guiding us through all of this. Stay safe out there, everyone. Keep those critical thinking skills sharp. And until next time.
See you then.
The cyber threat analyses you need to know about. Cyber Decryption. We'll be talking about it on this channel very soon.
Orange Cyber Defense.